morning, everyone. I'm Gary Maynard, Secretary of Public Safety and Corrections, and welcome to the Baltimore City Detention Center. Good to have everybody here today, Senator. I was afraid nobody'd show up, but we've got a good crowd here. So what we're going to do today, I'll just... What we're going to do today is we're going to tour this facility. We're going to have a briefing here with the media here and with the commission. Subsequent to that, the commission and I and Mr. France will take two different groups. We'll move through on the tour. The media will stay here with Rick Benetti and his staff to answer questions while we're on the tour. After we get back from the tour, we'll go to the jail administrator's office for a debriefing there of the commission members. Again, I really appreciate your being here today, taking the time to tour this facility. As I mentioned in the first commission meeting, this commission is going to be an asset for the department, for the state of Maryland. With the publicity we got previously, 3 or 4 months, when the Speaker and the Senate President appointed this commission, as I told the commission, I think it's a very good move. I think we'll look back a year from now and we'll say we are better for it, and we really appreciate your help. What we're going to see today in the jail, this is one of the largest jails in the country. It's one of the busiest jails in the country. It is the oldest jail facility in the state of Maryland, started building in 1859, a couple years before the Civil War, a couple years before President Lincoln was sworn into office. It was an old, old facility. It has been added to 10 or 11 times in the course of the years, and I want you to see that. I want you to see the age of the facility, the kind of facility we're dealing with, how it's spread out. I also want to show you all the things that we are doing to accommodate the programs and the issues that we have here by making some very positive changes. This is the largest facility in the state. It's bigger than any county detention facility, much bigger. It's bigger than our largest prison. The prison at ECI is 2,700 beds. This facility is 3,000. It is the only, as you know, it's the only large jail in the country that is singly run by a state government. The rest of them, the Philadelphia Jail, run by the City of Philadelphia. Miami-Dade, run by a combination of the City of Miami, Dade County. A New York City Jail, run by New York City. So we have that interest, and that's why you're here. If this were run by the jail, the legislature, by the city, the legislature wouldn't be here. So it's our state issue. I said initially, the legislature made the decision to put this under responsibility of the state. My responsibility, we're going to do the best we can with an old facility. Something you'll see today, some changes. You came through the entrance screening. Everybody likes intensive screening, people coming in, except the people being screened coming in. So it is a thorough screening. We do background checks on any visitor who comes in. And we do the screening on everybody that comes in the facility that you went through, that every employee goes through, that I go through every time I come into this facility. We do, you'll see a camera system today that is one of the better camera systems in the country. There are 256 cameras in this facility. We upgraded those a few months ago to digital, which gives us 45 to 50 days of recording capability. So we can go back, if a fight occurred, we're doing an investigation, we can go back and see what happened in that particular unit. 256 cameras, 45 days of recording capability. You probably won't see evidence of something we're doing that's pretty unique in jails, and that's a computerized random search. We do computerized random search on employees that come in and visitors. We put our employees on there's 700 employees here, 600 correction officers. We put them on a computerized sort of table of random numbers. So each morning, the jail administrator, he reaches into the computer and he gets a random sample of 30 correctional officers. those as they come through, those numbers are matched up with employees. As those people come through, they take that particular employee, pull them over the side, they do an intensive search. That's a computerized random. We have 3,000 cells or bunks. We put those 3,000 cells on a random schedule of search. In addition to the routine searches we do the computerized random. And the reason that's important is because if you tell someone to go search 10 cells, they may not search those of inmates who are informants, or inmates who are doing a good job, or inmates who have been here a long time. So it takes out that human element, it puts it to a totally random so that anybody is susceptible. We had the jail administrator, he's on the random search, the assistant jail administrator, the major on down. After we started that search, the assistant jail administrator, she got pulled over for the intensive search. The next day, she got pulled over again. She said, "Why are you picking on me?" I said, "We're not. That's the randomness of the system. If you get picked today, your chances are just as good tomorrow, you get picked again." So everybody's subject to that, and that makes a difference of people coming in. We screen every detainee here, every detainee that comes into this system. And you'll have some handouts that show the difference between prisons and jails. Prisons, we know who we have in prisons. We've had an opportunity to classify those people. We know who's dangerous and who's not dangerous. We know who needs treatment. We know who doesn't need treatment. In jails, those people come in. The most dangerous person in our system could come in today, and we don't know who they are. So we do a very, very intense screen on every detainee that comes in. We run it through our intel, and if they are a gang member, if they hold a leadership position, or if they are thought to be dangerous, then we take accommodations for them. We move them to another facility within the city.